Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I would like to welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Friday, March 21st, 2014. Hope you had a great week and looking forward to a very good weekend. We are live weekdays 12:04 to 1 right here on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice. We stream and podcast the show so you can listen really on your schedule anytime, anywhere in the world, really at buckmastershow.com. Our media partners, our thanks to TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, the Green Valley News, and Soharita Sun all have links to the Buckmaster Show on their home pages. Our Friday Focus interview this afternoon, United States Representative Raul Grijalva, Democrat representing the 3rd Congressional District of Arizona, which includes parts of Pima, Maricopa, Pinal, Santa Cruz, and Yuma counties, lots of territory. Congressman Grijalva announced this week, actually last Sunday night, that he will be seeking a 7th two-year term in the United States House of Representatives. Joining me to question the congressman, Mark Evans is here. Mark is editor of Inside Tucson Business. If you have a question or comment, call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. And we also invite you to become a friend of the Buckmaster Show on Facebook. Join our growing family of over 3,100 people who are now following the show. Mark, good to see you.
Good to see you. It's 30-22.
And the ball game? Yeah.
Excuse me, 32-20 at halftime?
Not bad. Arizona will win easily. Congressman, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Right. How are things going?
Going well. Issues remain, and there's some major appropriations issues that the Congress has to deal with, the House in particular, because that's where they begin. The reauthorization of higher education, that for a community like Tucson, with how important the university is to, and the Pima Community College, that reauthorization in terms of resources and whatever mandates are there or not is something that I think is going to be important for the region. And the discussion about sequestration and what those budget cuts mean or don't mean, and the debate, not the debate, but what's going to happen, A-10, F-35, the future of DM, the consequences of those cuts, and what they mean long term. People are struggling with it, but you have that fundamental policy in place of automatic budget cuts, without any relief to that policy, we're kind of dealing, particularly here in Tucson, dealing with the consequences of putting that mechanism in place.
But you're energized for another run.
Yeah, when I was talking, I said the three most frequently asked questions are, how do you do it? Aren't you sick of it? And are you tired?
Well, it's a lot of commuting, that's for sure.
The first two you can equivocate. On the last one, I said, no, I'm not tired at all. This is a job I wanted, and I enjoy it. And
you're still having fun.
Yeah, okay. I can still laugh at myself about this.
I think Mark's got an A-10 question.
Yeah, so you mentioned the A-10. Your fellow Congressman Barber is campaigning hard because he's got the likely opponent on the Republican side is a former A-10 pilot, and she's been hammering this issue now for months. What's your take on the A-10 and the future of DM? What do you think needs to happen? What would you like to see happen for Davis-Monthan Air Force Base?
I think Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, the Yuma Proving Ground, the Yuma Station, this whole southwest, southeastern region of Arizona is a huge vitality for the national security, in the sense that we have the air view, the viewscape, to be able to train and sustain. We have the weather, a variety of missions here in the area. I see DM as an area where consolidation can happen around a lot of things that are going on. As the Defense Department begins to shrink, what are going to be the priority weaponry that's going to be there, I think we're still positioned. In terms of the A-10, what that transition period means to DM, I think, is the fight that's going on. What I don't think is the fight is why we're at this point. And this is where I disagree with people. Are you doing enough to keep the A-10 here? Mm-hmm. The question that's posed to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all urge and reconsider. Please look at the long term. But the fundamental fact is that we're dealing with a mechanism. We're dealing with a sequestration mechanism. The majority party put in place as part of the budget deal to move on. Now we're beginning the second, third year of that. All areas of government have been impacted, all, from discretionary spending to the military. You know, people can make the argument that all of it should be concentrated on discretionary and leave the military alone. That's not going to fly. That's not going to fly. And so it is looking at that mechanism, and part of getting out of the economic situation that we are is to grow our way out, not just cut our way out. And I think there is an economic argument for sustaining the civilian workforce that's at DM. And if there's going to be a transition, to make that transition into new military hardware, a transition that doesn't occur from one day to the next.
A new mission you're talking about.
I think new mission, international training program like the Air National Guard there does.
Or Huachuca's, their drone program, maybe linking up with them. Huh?
I think to only talk about the weaponry, the A-10, and not to talk about what this facility can mean regionally for the United States, those are two conversations. I wouldn't get trapped in just talking about the weaponry. We all think that that is vital to the economy. There has to be a transition period. Nobody argues that. But what we're not talking about is the status of DM down the road with or without the A-10.
Right,
so it's next mission.
Right, which is the point. It was the next mission. So, is there a preference? What would you think is the best use for that facility?
I think there's got an emphasis on training. Because of the mere fact that we have all these weather, climate, viewscape, and facilities and runways, all in place. I think training is key. I think that as we look at technologically where we're going to go, still all those advantages that I just talked about that we have in the region also go with whether go technologically where we're going. And I think DM, like the rest of the region, can be an incubator, because you keep hearing the Defense Department talk about the new preparedness, where we're going to look like and militarily, not only in terms of our military, the men and women in the military, but also the technological part of it, the cyber security issues that are now part of a defense obligation for security for this country, and the weaponry of the future. I still think DM is in an enviable position to be that. We thank this community took care of encroachment, so there's protections around it for the future. Nothing will grow around it, and like I said, those are some idea, but I think a comprehensive look at sustaining DM's economic role in this community, because that's what we're talking about, I think also requires the community to talk in much broader terms about what the future of DM is going to be.
Yeah, and the Pima County Board of Supervisors recently did a proclamation saying that they are supportive of what the next mission will be at Davis-Monthan. And it probably, do you feel it would be helpful if the city also got together and did something like that about supportive of the next mission. What I'm hearing you saying is we need to be looking ahead.
We need to be looking ahead, and I think
probably is history.
I think it's going to be history in the long term, and that's why I'm very careful to say that there's a transition period in which this weaponry sustains us economically, but the urgency is that we can't keep relying on the next set of weaponry. You know, there's communities in the East that have been building these tanks, armored vehicles that are no longer a vast utility in terms of warfare, and they're going through the trauma of having to begin to shut down that production. 5,000-6,000 workers have been at that forever in those regions. And it's the jolt of the transition that I think affects communities more than anything else. So when I say transition, it's not to wait for the next...
Yeah.
Because down the road, I think you're going to see those changes. And, you know, Congress empowered those recommendations. And if they want to change them and then move off sequestration, refund those kinds of weaponries for the future, then many of my fiscal hawk colleagues are going to have some explaining to do in terms of you're still keeping to the goal of a targeted amount in deficit reduction and debt reduction, but you're allowing this area to continue to expand without any controls. That's going to be a tough answer.
All right, Congressman Raul Grijalva with us. We're going to take our first break of our Friday afternoon. The congressman will stick around for a second segment. Mark Evans also will be here. We're going to take a break on the Friday Focus interview. Be right back. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery
Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Friday afternoon. Congressman Raul Grijalva, the 3rd Arizona Congressional District, with us. Congressman, you, along with the entire Arizona delegation, signed a letter of support urging Tesla, the electric car manufacturer, to move, 6,500 jobs to Tucson. Do you think we have a shot at it?
Yeah, I hope we do it. And for the region, it would be huge. And infusing 5,000 jobs into this region is really important. That's a good example. We're talking a little bit ago about the A-10 and DM. The same kind of tenacity that the business community and the community in general is showing in terms of DM and its future and the A-10, that tenacity needs to be replicated in terms of securing and promoting this. It's a community issue. It's a workforce issue for us. And I think the company looks not only at its location, but I think it looks at the amenities a community can give. And I think we have those amenities, but I think we need to have the tenacity, everybody on the same page, and not worry about who gets the credit.
Here's Mark Evans, Inside Tucson Business Editor.
Pick up on a national issue now. In February, you wrote an op-ed in the New York Times where you compared President Obama's handling of the Keystone Pipeline to the Bush administration's energy policies of the past. And you wrote about your objections to the way he's been handling the pipeline. But what I didn't get out of the article, what is exactly that you're objecting to in terms of that pipeline, and why don't you think it's good for the country?
That's about three. Mark, I thought I was a lot more subtle in the comparison between Obama and Cheney, but
you brought it up several times in that letter.
I thought I was a lot more subtle. I have to work on that. Objection. First of all, we just look at it in the economic sense. The number of permanent jobs that are being discussed as part of this pipeline are inflated, and in the long term, the maintenance sustaining of that pipeline is not going to have 5,000 people working on it. And so the numbers are inflated. So the big rationale has been the economic development part of it, the job part of it. And the second thing is that this oil, which is Canadian, coming from the most polluting source of fossil fuel, which is the tar sands, coming primarily for exportation. And so the argument about this is the key to energy independence for the United States of America is false. The premise is false. This is for export. And then the third thing I think is the environmental impact statement, the findings that the State Department is looking at in order to call it a national good for the national security. The company that did the initial one had also worked for TransCanada, and questions arose about conflict of interest. An additional company that assisted and consulted on that also consulted with TransCanada in a variety of capacities, didn't disclose that until after the fact. So if this decision is going to be based on science and the preponderance of evidence in those reports, then the other point I was making, then it needs to be transparent, and there has to be some security on the part of the people that are making the decision that there is no conflict and this is clean science. And the third thing is the issue of climate change, whether some people can stick their head in the sand and say it's not real. It is. and we see it every day. And so this will produce more toward that end, because the dependency will remain on fossil fuels. The initiative to look at alternatives and renewables is lessening as we speak. And like I said, they produce 17% more emissions out of the tar sands than it does in any other extraction of fossil fuels. Environment, consumer, and the financial consequences of this pipeline. That's the opposition. It's been there forever. It just surprised that they picked up on the thing we wrote, but and that fight's going to go on. This is going to be local. This is a legacy vote for, you know, I think the president, when he makes the decision to approve or not approve, the consequences in terms of legacy are going to be huge for him.
What do you think about Rosemont perhaps having a new owner, Augusta, handing it off or selling it basically to a company called Hud Bay out of Toronto? Think it's going to impact whether or not they get approval? Bottom line, you think Rosemont will ever happen?
I think it's in for a long fight. It's not, you know, I think regardless of what the Forest Service, they're going to be doing something pretty soon. You still have to deal with Fish and Wildlife and EPA in terms of getting 404 permits. And say it all goes their way, we still got litigation. This is going to be litigated. I mean, everybody knows that. In terms of a different company, you know, it's like, you can change the outfit, the suit, but the content of the rationale for that has not changed. It might look a little prettier, might have a different tie, but the fact of the matter is, underneath, it's the same concept that people have opposition to.
Talk politics a little bit. You have already picked your horse in the race to replace Congressman Ed Pastor. You have endorsed Ruben Gallego. Why step into that race? Why not let the voters sort that one out?
Well, you know, Harry Mitchell also endorsed Gallegos, former member of Congress from that region. I now have 20%+ of Maricopa County. And on a personal note, you know, Ruben and Councilman Nowakowski and three or four other people have been friends and very supportive of myself. And those loyalty points are important to me. Mary Rose is a dear friend.
Mary Rose Wilcox, the Maricopa County Supervisor.
And no doubt for me and for my family, that's a painful point. Ed is leaving, and I think in the long term, huge loss for the state. We lose our only
What do you think his legacy is going to be? Because he's such a quiet legislator. You don't really hear him all that much.
Well, but you know he's an effective one because everybody from Arizona lines up outside his office to have a chat about what the future of whatever they have in their hand is going to be, especially as an appropriator. Many of the transportation improvements that are federal, he has great responsibility for. You know, you look at the state as weird as we are as a state politically. But you look at the honor roll. You know, you have Hayden, Rhodes. You can include the Udall brothers. You can Rose Mofford. You can include
Goldwater.
You can include McCain at a national level. Babbitt. I think in that roll call, somewhere along the line, you have to give some consideration to Pastor on that roll call.
Whoever emerges from the Republican primary, whether it's Gabby Mercer or a newcomer, Republican Miguel Olivas, they're going to hit you on being anti-business, and they're going to say that you don't really care about the economy. That's what they're going to hit you on.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll go through the same shrillness that we've gone in the past. I've got it very interesting. And I'll just make this little comparison in terms of the business thing. Well, the whole business thing, you know, the whole issue with 1070 and the boycott, which I almost got skewered and skinned alive on that particular thing in 2010. And that's, you'll hear that again, you'll hear that again. Anti-business because he said there will be economic consequences to the state because of this law. The irony is this. All the chambers of commerce in the state, with few exceptions, all the major corporate heads of major corporations in the state, with few exceptions, big business leaders and coalitions, and dare I say the NFL and the Super Bowl, teamed together to tell the governor, if you sign this law, there will be economic consequences to our state. And dare I say, the NFL says, we'll move the Super Bowl. We'll boycott you and take it somewhere else. I'm glad she didn't sign it. I'm glad the pressure worked. I don't think that my opponents are going to call any of them any of the things they're going to make. The irony for me is that tactic is appropriate in this instant. Anybody else saying it outside that instance, I guess it's the messenger more than anything else. And, you know, that was that, you know, that continues to linger. I think we can answer most of them.
All right. Congressman, thank you very much for coming
Thank
in
a lot.
And spending part of your noon hour with us. Hope you have a great weekend here in southern Arizona. You're not heading back. When are you heading back? Monday?
No, I got it. We have session in Monday, and then we have a follow-up on the meetings that have been going on with Homeland Security relative to immigration and the progressive budget rollout, and see how that goes.
All right. Thanks a lot. We will be back with our Reporters Roundtable. Dylan Smith now is waiting in the wings to come in and join us for our Reporters Roundtable. He'll join Mark Evans right after this.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's really amazing the progress we're seeing in downtown Tucson, thanks to popular hotspots like Historic Hotel Congress and Maynard's Market and Kitchen. Now, here's someone who really knows all about great events.
Hi, this is David Slutz, Entertainment Director for Hotel Congress and Maynard's Market and Kitchen. We host over 350 events a year in downtown Tucson, from signature events like the Tucson Beer Championship and Agave Fest, to rock, jazz, comedy performances, weddings, company holiday parties, art openings, lectures. Heck, you name it, we do it. And when we need help, we turn exclusively to the Arizona Party Team. No one comes close to their professionalism and resources. We've asked a lot of crazy things from them, often at very short notice, and they always say, we can do that. And you know what? They do it. Oh, I'll trip them up one day, but I haven't yet. Keep up the good work, guys.
Hey, thanks a lot, David. Yeah, we're kind of untrippable at Arizona Party Rental. Come on by and visit our showroom on Speedway just west of Alvernon or online at arizonapartyrental.net.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water System is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business, it's not personal, It's just business.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, pushing toward 12:36 on this Friday afternoon. For those wondering about the March Madness, the Wildcats have that ball game very much in hand, 41-27 over Weber State of Utah. I don't think Mark and Dylan Smith. Dylan, good to see you. Thanks.
Good
for
to see you.
I don't think a 16 seed has ever beaten a number one seed.
No, and it would be just a colossal upset if it were to happen. No. But it's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
That slow start was a little
wearisome. Yeah, we were losing 7-0 at the beginning. So.
So you know, but they woke up, shook the cobwebs off, and are slowly increasing their lead here in the second half. So.
Gentlemen and Dylan,
I think we're safe to talk politics for a bit.
Yeah, I think we are, and that's what I want to talk. And Dylan, you were listening with Rose in the control room as we were talking about with Congressman Grijalva about the A-10 and Martha McSally and Ron Barber kind of pointing fingers at each other and saying who's doing more to keep the A-10. I tend to agree with Congressman Grijalva that right now I think we need to really be focusing on the mission after the A-10 at DM.
Well, at some point, the A-10 will no longer be around.
Maybe
if that were to happen next year, of course, that would be a huge, huge economic hit. But how likely is that given the speed at which the Pentagon moves? I mean, they can't move that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But, sometime within probably the next decade, the A-10 is most likely going to be retired, and DM will have to take on more other missions. Right now, it's not the only thing they do.
No,
certainly,
no,
but it's the main thing they do.
And the mission down at Fort Huachuca is very secure at this point, and that is having to do with the future technology of the Army and Air Force with the drones.
Right. The primary mission of Fort Huachuca these days is signals intelligence,
mm-hmm.
Which is going to be even more important as we go forward in the future. It's not just the NSA that has satellites in the sky listening in on phone calls. It's also the United States Army, the U.S. military intelligence. A lot of the development of the use of drones, not only as a spying aircraft, but also as an aircraft that can be used to target enemies, was developed down at Fort Huachuca. Yeah, so Fort Huachuca I think is rather safe. The big question is what's the next mission for DM? I wrote my op-ed a week or so ago that said, what do we care what the mission is? We don't care what the aircraft is. What we want are all the people that support the aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the airmen. It's about the bomb loaders. It's about the engine techs. It's about the guys in the payroll system who have to pay all these airmen and all these officers.
And about the families that support
right.
the
so,
economy.
So I think, and that's one of the things that Mission Strong, which is the the group that has formed amongst the coalition of the public and or business and political leadership of the town that just had an announcement just this last week announcing their effort.
92% of people support the Air Force in Tucson was basically their message.
Right, exactly. And so their message or their mission is going to be to lobby for the best possible use of Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. And I think that's what makes most the most sense.
It seems to me to be almost an impossibility that DM would ever close. You can't close down the boneyard and move that.
No.
You have to have a really long airstrip to run that, an operable one that's in decent condition. If you've got that, you're probably going to put it to other use and not just have it sitting there for that occasional, you know, another surplus plane flies in or out.
Right.
So the Air Force is going to do something with it. And you know, what that ultimately turns out to be, it might be, you know, a whole bunch of smaller training missions building on a lot of the things that they're already doing. It might be that one of the newer aircraft ends up based there.
And Representative Barter risks antagonizing the very people in the U.S. Air Force and the Department of Defense who want to mothball the A-10 mm-hmm. by trying to force them through legislative action. To keep it around longer than they want, and that creates resentment within the military because, you know, a lot of times these military programs are really jobs programs for local parochial politicians, and that interferes with national defense policy. You know, there's an awful lot of aircraft carriers that we have that we actually didn't want, but the Congress made the Navy buy them. I would hate to see that happen with the A-10.
Well, that's a lot of the impetus behind the F-35 is that the contracting for it is spread out all over the country.
Right.
And, you know, there are a lot of people in Congress who love that airplane because it's bringing jobs to their district in building those parts.
So we got to think outside the box, and it is 2,000 jobs that are associated with the A-10, the military jobs and civilian jobs. So I agree with you, Dylan, the boneyard is not going anywhere. It's really those several thousand jobs that will create this huge economic vacuum if they are not replaced with other jobs.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier in talking with the congressman about shouldn't the city council do something like that? The supervisor did. And actually, about a year ago, they passed a proclamation saying that they supported whatever the mission is.
I don't know if they supported whatever the mission. And I think it was that they supported the current mission. And I think there's some confusion about this and that they want that this group that Mark was just referring to, that the owner of this radio station, Doug Martin, Mission Strong. I think Mission Strong wants from the city council, Dylan, something similar to what the Board of Supervisors did in the past week, saying that we are supportive whatever the mission is going to be.
The thing I remember most about that council proclamation was the furor it caused on social media amongst the tinfoil hat crew on the left who thought that the city council had declared martial law.
But part of that issue is there is a group in town called Arizona Forward that is opposed to the F-35, partly for noise reasons and partly for uber liberal pacifist reasons, and so they are very opposed to the F-35, and they make up a good chunk of the Democratic liberal political base, which the council draws a great deal of its support. So some of the more liberal members of the council were getting themselves painted into a corner over their need politically to support DM and their need politically to support some of the factions within their own party that are opposed to the F-35. And so they kind of try to walk along the razor's edge there, and it didn't really make anybody happy. But technically, the city has had a vote that says we support Davis-Monthan Air Force Base.
Okay. The state lawmakers getting close to a budget, restoring what, $30 million is all in road aid, the HERF dollars, the money that would go back to the counties. Steve Farley, senator from Tucson, said that is certainly insufficient. Farley said, Dylan Smith, that it would probably fill four potholes in Pima County.
Well, especially out towards my house, so we've got a couple of big ones that might take some work to take care of.
And speaking of potholes, Mark, you were with us 2 weeks ago today. We had Pima County Administrator Chuck Huckleberry on the show, and my first question to him was what percentage of District 1, or what percentage of road money goes to Supervisor Allie Miller's District 1. And I believe he said 40%.
This is about 40%.
About 40%. And then the Star had a piece today with some of those numbers, indicating that District 1 is getting really a lot of the road money.
And the controversy about that vote to pull some of that money and shift it over to Colossal Cave Road, that pool of money was was not all of the money that the county spends on roads. You have to look at the broader picture of what they're doing. You know, the merits of that vote, you know, you could debate that, but looking at where they actually spend money, you know, some of our other districts are really not getting much money at all.
Yeah, Supervisor Miller is kind of doubling down on this fight that she picked. She wanted to go through, she got it put on the agenda, or she wanted to go through and find $100 million in the county's budget that would either stop funding some programs or take money from some programs, including the UA South Campus Hospital, which used to be called Keno, and use them for roads to overcome the almost $300 million roads repair deficit that we have in the county. And it turned into a political fight. There was a big argument over this little bit of this $5 million of a tax increase that they did this year to go in and fix potholes and do some road repairs, which clearly is not nearly enough. She got into a political argument, and she doesn't have any support on the board. And they took $800,000 and they moved it into District 4. And she believes that it was retribution. She's now complained to the Attorney General. And you've got Huckleberry fighting back by saying, look, her district's getting the lion's share of our roads funding. And he's right about that. Most of the roads in District 1 are not in the city. Most of the roads in District 2 and District 5 are in the city, and the city pays for those roads. So those districts don't get a whole lot of county funding, roads funding. The two that are mostly outside of the city of Tucson is District 4, which is Ray Carroll, and District 1, which is, District 4 is Ray Carroll, and District 1, which is Allie Miller. And they get most of the roads funding because most of their roads are county roads.
Well, Dylan, nothing on that. Want to quickly mention this column that was a lot of people are talking about. It was in the Arizona Republic last Sunday by Doug McKean.
McKern.
And saying that Tucson basically is one of the worst places you could ever want to live in. And
Hell on earth.
Oh, my goodness. Talks about Speedway, the ugliest, I think, what do you call it, the ugliest main drag in America. And he doesn't mention that, you know, that first came up in a cover of Life magazine back in 1968.
It's kind of digging back into the archive just a little bit. I mean, when was the last time this guy came down to Tucson?
I don't know. I mean,
there were, whatever your take on Tucson is, there were just some ridiculous fundamental errors in that piece, saying that the foothills is filled up with a bunch of liberals. If you look at the voter registration, that's just not the case. You know, our liberals in Tucson don't live in the foothills. They live in Sam Hughes and other areas.
He's one of the conservatives on the Republic's editorial board, and he frequently likes to take shots at Tucson because of its Democratic base. He's been, even though why, you know, anybody, the Phoenix readers would give two shucks about TUSD and its arguments over Mexican-American studies. He's written numerous columns about that.
Mm-hmm. They're striving and very hard to feel better about having to live in Phoenix.
Yeah, this was essentially a column about TUSD, but for some reason he was having a bout of dyspepsia and he decided to spread his bile all across all of Tucson, and it's just ridiculous. I mean, I can name a whole bunch of roads that you could call main drags in Phoenix that are more hideous than Speedway. it was just a ridiculous argument. I think it was one of those things where he might have written it real quickly on his way out the door for vacation or something. Didn't give much thought to it.
Shall we try to get the, yeah, we're going to try to get one call in here, gentlemen. Dylan Smith is here, editor, publisher, TucsonSentinel.com, and Mark Evans is here, editor of Inside Tucson Business. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, mm-hmm. I do have a question about that, you know, the medical university.
Yes.
These students, now, I came from a different state, and when the university did something, the students had to sign a contract that if we, the taxpayers, are paying for their funding, that they would have to stay for a certain period of time after they graduated. Does Pima County have some kind of a contract that they sign to say they're going to stay here? In other words, why would we pay for them if they're not going to stay here and service it?
You're talking about the medical students?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think the county subsidizes the education of the medical students that might be at the former Keno Hospital. I can never remember what it's called now.
UAMC
Campus.
South Campus, right, yeah. So, no, the county is providing a subsidy to UAMC, the university medical system or healthcare, whatever that company is that runs UMC Hospital, to help underwrite the indigent care that's provided at that hospital. The county contracted originally with university physicians, I forget how long, it's more than 10 years now at least, and provided the subsidy, and the subsidy was supposed to be reduced over time, and instead it's kind of remained constant. But in the meantime, that hospital has improved dramatically. It used to be terrible, and now it's, you know,
there's a lot of new construction down
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. It's equivalent to any of the other hospitals that are in town.
Okay, and the Wildcats have a 20-point lead as they wrap up the ball game with Weber State. So no biggie there. U of A will advance. Dylan, I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary. What was this number?
This was number 8.
Oh, man.
I hope I'm right.
Yeah, it's a great picture of you on Facebook at your wedding. Really enjoyed that. Thanks for posting it. All right, Mark, have a great weekend.
You too, Bill.
Thanks a lot. We'll be right back with Weekend Watch.
Please join us for our special program, Discovery Nights, during March at Biosphere 2. On selected Saturdays in March, Discovery Nights will offer extended hours with family-friendly stargazing and nighttime tours under the beautiful lights of the University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Also, new exhibit previews just being opened to the public for the first time. Visit b2science.org for more information and come visit today.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient, it can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
And we're twisting and shouting out at the pool when we hear that music. It means it's Weekend Watch, brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, where they are preparing for next Saturday, that's March 29th, Silver City's first Brew Fest. All of you beer lovers, head over to Silver City, New Mexico Brewers Guild and Little Toad Creek Brewery and Distillery getting ready for the big event. There will be lots of tasting from several participating breweries over in Silver City, only three and a half hours east of Tucson. You can find out more about Silver City and Grant County at southwestnewmexico.org. All the great places to stay, like Little Toad Creek Inn. Here's a man who does enjoy a brew on occasion, Mr. Matt Russell, Inside Tucson Business food and beverage columnist, award-winning publicist, all-around nice guy, dedicated foodie, and I think you've been known to pound down a few brewskis.
Yes, only on days ending in Y, though I want the record to reflect that, you know, I do have my standards. But, you know, that beautiful drive out to New Mexico, that brew fest on that weekend sounds like a great way to spend a weekend and then to stay there at the lodge at the inn. What a great thing to do for craft beer heads like myself.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. And, you know, Matt, you do know this, and so many of our listeners, we do send a lot of people over to Silver City, and they come back, say the same thing. What a great outing it turned out to be.
Love having them as a sponsor of your show, Bill.
Yeah, a Friday happy hour.
Yeah, you know, in scanning the community for great happy hours today, we landed on the Catalina Barbecue Company over at the Marriott Star Pass Resort. Now, Bill, you know what a serious barbecue fan that I am.
Oh, boy.
I think the folks at Catalina Barbecue Company continue to kick out some of the best in town. In fact, their head chef out there is an award-winning pit master himself. So happy hour starts at 4 o'clock today, and you'll enjoy some great drink specials along with some wonderful barbecue starters like the house-smoked chicken wings. And I suggest a seat on the patio for some amazing views. It's all at happy hour today at Catalina Barbecue Company.
You know, I like Indian food. Anything going on in that category?
Well, speaking of barbecue, we just discovered, Bill, that Kebabecue has reopened on University Boulevard and Main Gate Square. Now, Kebabecue is scrumptious Q with an Indian flair. And they've been closed for the last couple of months for a major renovation. But this weekend, Bill, the doors are going to swing open again for grilled chicken and lamb kebabs and house-made cheese with Indian spices and a range of traditional Indian dishes. trust me, Bill, you can pick up the aroma of that Indian grill from virtually anywhere on the west side of the U of A campus. So follow your nose to Kebabecue this weekend in Main Gate Square.
And let's bookend Weekend Watch with another barbecue event.
Yeah, one of my favorite events, Zin Blues and Barbecue at the Hacienda del Sol. All kinds of great Zinfandels to try, some of the best barbecue you can find, and two live bands kicking out the best blues music this side of Memphis. I will not miss Zin Blues and Barbecue at the Hacienda del Sol on Sunday at 4 p.m.
We'll look for the column in Inside Tucson Business. Matt Russell, have a great weekend.
Time to eat. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Thank you, Culligan. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan Better Water, Pure and Simple. All the in-studio guests thank Culligan as well. They get a nice chilled bottle of Culligan when they come by the show. The Buckmaster Show is a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of my teammate, my producer, the lovely, talented Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a wonderful and safe weekend. And go Wildcats! We'll be back with you 12:04 on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.